It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lipschitz. Here are the bankrolls. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. Hello, Dan Lipschitz.
What's going on, Joe Murray? How you doing?
I am recovering from a weekend of Vegas and then another week of morning radio. So this is being recorded on a Friday afternoon. And I napped. And Joey's a cranky boy. We only get a little bit of an hour sleep.
Yeah, well, I'm at work right now. I'm to my nice long lunch break today, a little errand. So doing the podcast with you. Kind of a short week, you know. Not a lot of football this week. You know, we have one college football game. We got a little bit of NFL this week, of course, and then you know we're on to everything else. So it's wrapping up. We're about to be in college basketball season.
And I'm ready for bowl season. That's coming up soon as well. Just to we had kind of a light week for PPs last week, but we gave out a lot of picks on Twitter.
Yeah,
I went 5-1 last week.
Yeah, I think I went 1-2 in the PPs, and then game. I think I won like for six other plays. I think I pretty much broke even last week. I think I won a little. I mean, I won a little bit of money for my bookie. So there you go. That's how I know I won a little bit, but not much.
And just recapping the bowl games, man, I don't know what was wrong with me. We discussed Oregon versus Utah, and I took Utah. My only beef with the game is, dude went for it on how many times on fourth down. Then when they're actually rallying at the end of the game, he punts on fourth down.
I don't know what the hell they're thinking there. It's just, it was, dude, Utah did not prepared.
No, and we've said that we thought.
Straight up, I mean, Oregon was the better team.
Yep, they were. And imagine if Utah made it to the college playoff, though. Like, in hindsight, it doesn't look good.
It would be crazy.
In hindsight, it doesn't look great. And then trying to think, oh, the Ohio State game, that was wild. They didn't cover.
Yeah, I mean, I think we both liked Wisconsin there. And then, of course, I liked App State earlier in the game and had some information that the coach was leaving. And decided to go make a nice play on Leonel Lafayette. And then Lafayette loses by 7 after being down for most of the game. They didn't deserve to cover, but I didn't buy the half point. The 7 for 6 and 7, of course, I suffered for it.
That one was – I liked Louisiana Lafayette all week, but it was at 6.5 when I liked it. So good for you on that one. And then FAU destroyed. Talk about coaches leaving. They destroyed. Lane Kiffin's going to Ole Miss, and now Willie Taggart is taking over at FAU, which interesting.
I mean, Taggart. I think Taggart does have the chance to get back on track there. Kiffin has built up a really good program there. That team is really good.
I had Boise State over Hawaii. They rolled. And then I'm trying to think of what else there was. I was out at the casino.
LSU rolled over Georgia.
Yeah, I watched that game at the sports book. And I was yelling a lot. I was the only. Actually, I was the only one yelling for Boise State. Every time they scored a touchdown, I yelled potatoes, and nobody understood what I meant. I will say this, though. I was going to STK at the Cosmopolitan. But he goes, hey, over and under NFL podcast. I'm not shitting you.
There you go.
I couldn't believe it.
We're going national.
Holy crap.
We're going national, sir.
And I got invited to join the guys in VEASAN, but I couldn't get there.
Oh, that sucks. Which guys?
Our buddy Greg Peterson.
Peterson's the man, dude. I did his podcast a couple of days ago. That dude is such a great guy.
I was on with someone, not him. I guess he produces. I don't know. We didn't talk any game. It was fun, though. Anyways, so this week we have the Army-Navy game, which I'm excited about. AA stuff, college basketball. How about dudes just keep falling in college basketball? Like, Louisville goes down this week. Michigan's starting to become a fish.
I think that these heavily ranked teams have some spots where they're not good. And I've been taking advantage. I've ridden almost every spot. A couple weeks ago, Wisconsin was playing. I think it was Indiana. Yep. People were giving me shit for taking Wisconsin. They won easily.
Purdue
crushed Virginia. That game that we hit three ways. You hit the second at the over. I hit Purdue. So we crushed that game. Penn State, I think that was earlier this week. And then Illinois beating Michigan.
Yep, Maryland went down as well this week. So, yeah, just something to keep an eye on when it comes to the top team. You got to fade them in certain situations. I haven't really been following hockey that much of late, but the Bruins are coming back down to reality. Even Tampa Bay was struggling going into it. And now the Celtics in the NBA are one of the hottest teams. They just suffered a home loss. And the 76ers won a big without Al Horford.
Back-to-back losses for the Celtics, and they should have won in Indiana, man, because that was tough last night. I like the Sixers last night, and I also like the under, but, you know.
And that's an interesting thing because, you know, the spread was one Celtics, and they haven't lost at home. I said to ride it, and they had a shot. One turnover, and then a questionable foul call that they didn't get at home.
The Jaylen Brown no call to me still is baffling.
See, I don't know. I felt like that was a bad Tatum pass. The other one with Embiid was a foul.
I still think he fouled Brown. He grabbed his arm. At least in my opinion. But I mean, again, we're talking about stuff. And it shouldn't matter. You should win that game regardless.
Yes. So that's really it. Joe Burrow is probably going to win the Heisman.
Agreed.
I'd bet on that if you could. I haven't seen the odds in a bit.
I think Burrow's a heavy favorite at this point. And by the way, Lamar Jackson for MVP looks better and better every day.
He's outstanding.
I mean, we're not going to count that towards the record because it's fair, but it's a nice ticket if you fold. It's a nice ticket if you fold. So I have a few games this week in the NFL I really like. I think this is one of the easier NFL slates of the year, which, of course, means I'm going to get murdered on it. But I do have a few games I really like. So I'm excited for the NFL slate. College basketball starting to really ramp up. Listen, we're about to be bowl. Next week's podcast is going to be massive. We got the NFL playoffs coming up. We got bowl season and everything. But we got some good games this week, and we got a whole prepare for that, Joe.
Sick. And what am I doing next week? A full week. I got holiday parties left and right.
You're not going tonight, though.
I am going to the Encore Casino in Boston, Massachusetts tonight.
That's correct.
So it's going to, but next week, nothing. So I'll be able to record a podcast normally. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hit up the Army-Navy game off the bat, take a break. Maybe we'll scour the college basketball platform. If Dan has any hockey stuff, he'll put that in there.
No hockey stuff this week. Start done.
Okay.
Weeks.
No NBA yet. Because Christmas week. Oh, maybe, well, we'll highlight that next week. Christmas stuff.
Yeah, we'll do NBA Christmas next week. And that's something that can restart with NBA.
And then the NFL slate, which is, I looked at it this week. It's one. I'm actually interested in the Titans Texans game. That's one I'm looking at.
I have a few games I really like this week. Just a few. So.
Yeah. It's been shoddy. Bears, Packers, those one. Oh, Rams, Cowboys, interesting in too. That was a good one. And then what about that Saints game last week?
Wild.
The spread opened at one. I mean, closed at 1 point. Saints.
I mean, Listen, it was a back and forth game all game. I thought it was probably one of the most entertaining football games of the year, if not the most entertaining game of the year. I think that was the 1 o'clock hour last week was the best hour of football I think we've had all season. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think Jimmy G's for real and people don't take him seriously. So that's my own opinion. And I think George Kittle is the next Gronk.
He doesn't block like Gronk, though. It's an unfortunate thing. But receiving-wise, he is a weapon. He can do stuff that no one else in the league can, and that includes Kelsey.
All righty. So we'll start it off today with Army versus Navy. We know what has happened in this matchup over the last couple of years. It's going to be at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. There's expected to be rain, so both teams like to keep it on the ground. Malcolm Perry, to me, has been an outstanding quarterback this year for Navy. No, Army wasn't in the team last year. Actually, dude, if they win this game, they can still be bowl eligible? Because this is normally their last game of the year, and then they get to play a bowl game.
So, I assume that they might be bowl eligible, but I'm not sure
because I know
the
some
actual
teams,
bowl invitation for the team would work.
I was going to say some teams also decline invitations to bowls. So I wish I knew that, but you win six games and you beat Navy. That's good. That's a good season for Army, even though they were disappointing. But I've watched Navy. They're a good team. To play against SMU, they came back to win that game. To watch them against Notre Dame, and then they looked putrid, terrible. But the more I look at this, the Navy is revenge. 10.5, that hook looks a little interesting. I'll probably buy that. I'll see where it goes. Last year, you were all over that under.
First half under, and that's what I like again this year, Joe. 21.5, the first half under to me is the side. So I say we started off with a PP Navy first half under 21.5.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no bells in this week, fellas. No bells. Ding ding ding.
Ding ding dingy ding ding dingy 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 ding ding ding. I'm overtired. Army aims for its fourth straight win over Navy. Out. That is not happening. That is not happening this year. The 120th installment of the Army-Navy game this Saturday. Navy ranked 23. Let's see. One average points a game, the other 39. One allows 22, the other 24. So as far as yards go, Navy ranks up the yards. They're very good. Just far as the seas goes, Army lost that game to Hawaii at the end of the year. They beat UMass 63-7. Besides that, though, they lost. If you look at what Navy has done, they beat Houston in the shootout, beat SMU, that was a ranked team, got smoked by Notre Dame, beat UConn to death, and then snuck out a win against Tulane. Who's the better team? It's Navy. Who's won better games?
Navy.
It's Navy. So I just think that this is the year the Army streak ends.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. Listen, Army's 5-7 and 5-7 against the spread, so they've been pretty much as good as the record has indicates. They have been a poor, team away from home. They're 4-2 at home, but outside of home, 1-5 away. Navy has been pretty much the team, the same team all year. 9-2 record, 8-3 against the spread. They've been 3-2 away and 6-0 at home. So again, they're not the same home team either, but neither team is. I would tell you right now, I would take the under 41 in there right now, and I would take under 21 in the first half, which is my VP for the game. I'm just going to go back to this: two running teams playing in rain in a game that it's again, you kind of put it nicely. It's not a normal game. It's a game that they play every single year. Two non-conference opponents playing each other, so. Yeah, we'll see what it is. It's a fun game, traditional game to set off basically bowl season, basically a bowl game before bowl season starts.
I'll be watching, and I'll be watching for those alt uniforms, which I am all about.
Always in.
Well, that's college football for this week.
That's it.
That's all we got. Then we get the bowls. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Next, what do you want to do?
I think we take a break here, do some NFL, and maybe after that we'll talk a little bit of college basketball. Maybe we'll look at the Saturday slate, and that's a nice, easy week this week.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, this is bending edition of Over Under 985. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. You can follow us on Twitter at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985. That's our podcast. Oh, and I should say, we have, let's see, this week, next week, Christmas, New Year's, and then there might be some exciting news for the Over Under 985 podcast. So
hopefully
stay tuned for all of that. That's just a little. That's what they call in the biz a tease.
Nice hot tease.
A big market tease. Anyways, we will get into the college hoops coming up next here on Over Under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with Over Under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
Over Under 985, the podcast. Dan Lifshatz, and I'm Joe Murr, and this is Over Under 985.
You guys can tell that Joe is definitely awoke now. He's awake now. He's energized. He's got it back into it now.
What do the young kids say? Stay woke.
Stay woke, baby.
Remember that song? Stay woke.
I don't remember that song. I don't listen to any new music these days. I think the music stay woke. Sucks.
Anyways. NFL. Let's see, man. Let's just off top of our brains think about the NFL playoff picture at the moment. In the AFC, you have the Baltimore Ravens as the number one seed because they beat everybody. And then you have the New England Patriots, who are just hanging on by a thread. Literally threads. They're hanging on by threads.
Yeah, they're in some serious trouble offensively. There's no damn question about that. They got to figure something out. Establish an identity.
Threads. Am I doing it? And then, I don't know what's going on in that little AFC out there between the Titans and Houston. How does Houston beat the Patriots and then not even show? Is it the Drew Lock factor? And listen, we know Drew Lock could play in college. We knew Drew Lock was the first round talent. I didn't know Drew Lock could do this.
I love Drew Lock in Missouri. You know, that was my guy. That was my guy, Drew Lock. I loved Drew Lock in college, and he was not good last year, so I was out on Drew Lock, but he looks like the guy he was a couple of years ago when I loved him at Mizzou.
And then, so right on the third seed, sorry, is the Chiefs, who 9-4, and they'll be pretty good the rest of the way, yeah.
Two big wins the last 2 weeks, I mean. Raiders, cover, and Pats, outright win.
The old Chiefaroni is three, and then there's four, which is Houston. So my question is this. Is there a chance Houston and Tennessee can get in? Because they're both 8-5.
I think the Steelers would probably have to lose out the rest of the way.
Yeah. So it's really, I mean, Cleveland's hanging around and Oakland's hanging. So, yeah, I think Pittsburgh would have to lose the rest of the way. And that would make Cleveland still, because Cleveland's beating Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Huh.
And Pittsburgh's beating Cleveland too, so.
Yeah, I wonder what the tiebreak sitch is that. Colts are probably done. Denver's still alive at 5-8. How the hell is that?
Don't know. I guess they're probably still alive for the wild card, technically. I assume they get eliminated this week.
So looking at all these teams, Baltimore beat the Jets, Patriots, the Bengals, which, whatever, they should win. I don't care what anybody says. And then we have Houston, you know?
I mean, you have to think after this whole fucking scandal that the Patriots would come out and just...
I think the Patriots want to stomp people. Yeah, like, they're going to, like, throw the kitchen sink at them this week.
I would, too. I mean, I would be pissed. I would fucking murder the Bengals if I'm the Patriots. If the Patriots really feel they did nothing wrong, I would demolish the Bengals. And I wouldn't let up. I would be like, fuck you, Zach Taylor. We're up 30. Yeah, yeah. So we're going for it on 4th-and-12. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're going for two. No kickers. Fuck them. They suck. Kickers. So let's just go for two every single time.
If I'm the Patriots, I really didn't do anything. I'm not saying they did or didn't. It's just, if I'm the Patriots and I don't think I did anything, I'm fucking demolishing them.
Oh, let's just flat out say it. the Patriots got caught with their hand in the cookie jar and are asking for forgiveness. I'm not saying they cheated, but they broke the rules.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I think that what they did was incorrect, obviously. I don't know how much it would have helped because sideline signals are a thing of the past. But
and I also think there was some whistleblower watching the Pats what they were doing. It's like, dude, you're on a 1-12 team. We don't need your help. Whatever.
Yeah, you know what? It is what it is. The Bengals have a right to be pissed, I think. I think they do. And I think if the Patriots really believe that they weren't doing anything wrong or didn't mean to do it, they have a right to be pissed. So I think we're going to see two pissed off teams, and I bet you Brady probably is not happy about the situation either.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute. NFC has the same brand, number one, after that big win last. Green Bay's two. Green Bay's overrated. I'm sorry. And I picked that. I'm going to win that bet. Boom, boom. Well, actually, you need to. They got to win out. Then there's New Orleans, who's hanging around at 10-3. Dallas at 6-7 is vomit inducing. Like, the Rams could finish the year 11-5 and not make the playoffs, and Dallas will make it at 8-8. Or 7-9.
Or 7-9. It's crazy.
Seattle's 10-3 as a wild card team. That's incredible. And then obviously Minnesota. So the teams that are hanging around are the, you know, the Bears. An interesting game this week. It's Green Bay. If the Bears beat Green Bay, they're 8-6, and Green Bay's 10-4. So they still get a shot. Of course, Philadelphia's hanging around because, you know, Dallas. So that's really it at the moment. So let's get into it. There's your playoff picture, and I like to bet playoff stuff. That's kind of my thing. It's like, all right, this team needs to win, that team needs to lose, so let's bet. To start off with Patriots and Bengals, we both think they should roll. 41.5 seems low to me.
I like the under. I think the Bengals are going to score more much, and the Pats are going to put the fucking clamps on them this week.
The only thing I'll agree with that on is I remember when Pittsburgh played Bengals, I think we were at the Kowloon, giving Andy Wong a shout-out, and we bet the under, and it hit. And just because the Bengals really stink. They got to stop Joe Mixon. That's pretty much it on that one. Buccaneers, Lions, okay? I think the Bucs have been improved week after week. They're playing the Lions at home. Sucks and blows is the quarterback this week. Winston's dealing with a thumb injury. Ronald Jones is starting to run a little bit better. I just think the Bucs are a better team, should win this game.
They should. I mean, what happened to the Lions, dude? They were 3-3-1, and now they're 3-9-1, lose six straight, I believe.
Stafford.
Like, that's brutal. I mean, I know Stafford got hurt, but brutal season for Patricia and them. I would take the Bucs and lay in the 3.5. I would go square there. Total sitting at 46 or 47. I mean, I don't. Has Stafford been officially ruled out for the game?
I think he's done for the year, yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen him officially ruled out.
They're
but
stupid if they
he
play
is
him.
Done for the year. I would take the under.
Yeah. All right. So Bears are at Packers. Generally, the Packers play very, very well. The road is where they struggled. They're 4.5. I don't like the number at 4.5. So right now, I lean the Bears to get 4.5 points. I'm rooting for the Bears here, only for the simple fact that I think they have talent. They were hyped this year. They're not great on the road, though. 3-3 on the road so far this year. But they've come around. That win against Dallas last week, I hope that can give them a little momentum. I think Allen Robinson's a really damn good receiver. It's just going to the Mitchie. Can Mitchie do it? And then there's that other guy named right on the other side there.
I like the Packers this week. I think that they are the side to play. I know that, obviously, divisional game, it's a little different than normal.
They don't
but
cover
them. I'll take the Packers at home.
But, like, they won by 5 against the Redskins last week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like the Packers. I'll take the 5. I'll take it at home. I like the under as well. It's at 41, something like that. I would take the Packers in the under. I just think it's going to be a grind out game and Packers with my touchdown. Trubisky, he's such it. I'm not backing him again. I learned my lesson earlier in the year. I'm not yet.
Yeah, I'm not touching that game now that I think about it. Not touching it.
Just not backing Trubisky. Fuck that.
I can't. I just. My thing is the Packers, like, are a good team, but it's like I can't trust them.
Oh no, there's definitely something fraudulent about them. But I mean, you want me to back Trubisky? No, I can't do it again. Just can't do it.
Yeah. All right. Texans, Titans. Who should be favored here?
I would say that the Titans are playing much better, and the Texans and Deshaun Watson have looked garbage the past few weeks. And again, Deshaun Watson not showing up in another big game and losing again when his team is in the playoff run. I like Deshaun Watson a lot, but I think that the Texans are just showing their true colors that, you know, they're going to fade down the stretch here. So I would take the Titans. Total that one, by the way, massive. It's at 51.5 now. I don't know what to do with that number. I don't think there's anything you can do. I mean, I would play under better, but it feels just the opposite. It feels like a loss if you play the under midpoint. So I'm not going to do it. But I think the Titans are favored. Absolutely. They're playing better.
This just screams at everybody riding the Titans and they lose. It screams it.
Yeah, I mean, they could be.
They play each other in 2 weeks again, too.
Yeah, and again, the thing is that Tennessee is only a 3-point favorite at home. Like, they open as a 2.5-point favorite at home. The line does feel weird, but I'm not back in Houston. They look they've looked so bad in some of these games. I mean, they look great against the Patriots, but outside of Houston, they've looked like ass.
Okay. I like Titans, but oof. All right, so I'm gonna pee-pee, give you a little pepperoni. The Chiefs are going to roll the Broncos this week. They're going to roll their asses.
Guess what, Joe? Second double PP on the Chiefs in 2 weeks. Chiefs -9.5, double PP. This is a overreaction to the Broncos. The Chiefs are a much better team.
Chiefs are going to roll that ass.
Agreed. Love it. A Chiefs double PP, baby. Love it.
Yeah, I guess the reasoning behind it is more of a momentum after beating the Patriots in a Broncos like surprise win. I bet you there's something on tape where they give up a couple of late touchdowns to Texans, and there's something there on Drew Lock, you know. And I think Andy Reid will figure it out. I still think Lock will be decent, but if I can get the Titans to win by 10 points, a touchdown and a field goal, sign me up for that matchup.
Listen, to me, it's very simple. Broncos are coming off a huge win. They're being extremely overvalued. I think everyone's going to be riding the hot hand because Drew Lock is just, you know, I think the Broncos are more of the 3-8 team than they are the 5-8 team. And a rookie quarterback on the road in Kansas City in that stadium when it might be snowing. Give me the Chiefs, man. Give me Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs. Just destroy that team.
You ready for the vomit-inducing two games coming up here?
The grossest games. Ready?
Dolphins at Giants. Giants gross. Are 3-point favorites. I like the Dolphins.
I like the Giants a lot.
Now, here's one thing. Who's quarterback?
Manning. I still like the Giants. I don't think the Dolphins can stop Barkley. And I think that the Giants finally have a few weapons that have actually, you know, come out of the woodwork here. And I think that they're a half decent team compared to the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are lucky to have their three wins, honestly. They should have one, maybe.
And both teams – oh, actually, the Giants – see, here's the deal. If the Giants lose, they get a better draft pick than the Dolphins.
It's true. It's very true.
I bet you're talking about that up there.
I don't think Eli Manning is going to want to start and try and lose, though.
Nobody WFAN or anything is saying that this week.
I mean, maybe I don't know, but it's not like it really matters because they're not, you know, they're not going to take Dan, you know, a quarterback because they're riding Daniel Jones either way.
You don't think Mike Frances is like the Giants? The Giants should lose this game. So I'm not. That's not a good Frances, huh?
No, not your best, but it's okay. I can't do a Frances either. I get it. They want Chase Young because Chase Young.
How do I do a Mike Frances?
Do the New York accent.
New York coffee. New York Giants. They lose this game this week. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't have a friend that says it.
I think Silver does a pretty good one, if I remember correctly.
Rips fought. Remember we ripped that fought on the air?
Ripped that fought. I didn't fought.
Was it?
The only thing I whipped was the Giants. I didn't fought.
Mike and them. Mike Francesa. I can't do one.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I can't do it. I can, like, do other people.
You do almost. You can do a lot of other people.
I feel like I can do Fred Tutcher. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
It's the Tutcher and Rich Radio program.
Tutcher and Rich Radio program. Yeah, I'm Fred. I just got here.
I love Sam Donald.
I think that sounds more like Francesa than
it does. It does.
Hey, I'm Mike Francesa. Hey. All right, whatever. Whatever. I tried. Oh, God. So you like the Giants and I like the Dolphins, so that's probably not a good game.
Total one is 46.5, by the way.
They're Washington Redskins. They're at home. They're 5.5-point dogs against the Eagles. The Eagles, man, how many... I don't think I could play. I mean, maybe Zach Ertz could go to tight end and I could go to receiver. Maybe I could play. No, I can't play tight end this week.
Don't you feel like this is a losable game for the Eagles?
Yes.
I feel like they
might lose. Dude, I'm curious to know, like, have the Redskins been in a lot of games this year?
No, I mean, lately they have been, but, like, you know, as early as a couple
like the Pats, they were a tie early on and then lost, blew it, you know.
They've also been such a bad home team. 1-5 at home. They're a better road team than home team. But the Eagles are 2-4 on the road. Like, you know, they're just as bad on the road. Redskins have been at home. Or close to it, at least. So, I mean, I don't know. I like the under. I definitely like the under in the Eagles game. I think it goes under. And I think that Washington wins the game outright.
That 5.5 is a completely dead number. Dead.
It is. It's worthless. It's dead. I like the Redskins to win. Right?
Dead ass number. My friend Sessa. Is this a dead number?
Still.
And he's gonna be a bookie in that Adam Sandler movie. Oh, you really want to buy the hook on that? You want the juice of the vig? I can't do it.
No.
Did you see The Irishman yet?
I've not seen it yet. I've heard it's fucking great, though.
It's long. It's good. They're old.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm gonna see it next week.
Okay. So the Panthers is the Panthers kid. They're 5-8, and they're going up against the Seattle Seahawks. Fox kid, Russell Wilson. And they're 6.5-point favorites. Who you got, kid?
See it. Square Lifshad says take Seattle, but
it's in North Carolina, though. You know that Russell.
Yeah, the whole world is on them.
Yeah, make it Christian McCaffrey. The whole world is on my fantasy team. And DJ Moore, that kid can score, kid.
Can't do it. I like Seattle, but I can't do it. The whole world is on Seattle this week. The world is going to be on. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I was Panthers last week at 3.5. You know why? Because the Knicks fired their coach and won a game. So I was like, all right, well, the Panthers fired their coach, so why don't I go with that? It didn't work.
Plus, it was the Blakeman game. And Blakeman sucked.
He sucks. We're on to him.
Yep. He is, you're not going to like this. He's reffing the Brock game this week.
Double PB. But we're going with the trend. Weeks in a row.
And plus, I think the Bucs might actually end up needing the Chiefs this week somehow, some way. I think the whole world might be on the Broncos. We'll see. It's going to be interesting.
Just getting back to that Mike Francesa. Daniel Jones is out for Daniel Jones is out for that game. I'm going to work on it, Mike Francesa. I got to work on one.
You definitely do.
I should be.
All right, we got a few more games. Yeah, we got
some. Sorry, I got that track. The Raiders. Chris Berman versus the Godman Jaguars. It's gonna be a barn burner.
What do you like, yeah? Oakland.
I'm going Jaguars, kid. Jaggies. Everyone's gonna be all hyped up on Jaguars getting their asses kicked last week. Not knowing that the Raiders, you know, competed and they gave up 3 straight touchdowns. So for me, give me the Mustachio.
I think I agree with you. I think the game is going to be an under game. I think should play some better defense eventually. The Raiders should play some okay defense. I like the Jags to win the game, but I definitely don't know if I want to back here. The sharps and the pup are going to be on Oakland. It's the right side, or it's the side you should be on at the very least. So, whatever. But I like the Jaguars. I do.
Baker, start my car. Oh, Derek, start my car. Sorry.
Close enough.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, speaking of Baker, Browns at the Cardinals this week. Cardinals lost a game to the Steelers in which they should have won. Brutal game. Browns 3-point favorites on the road. What you like?
Browns.
Like the Browns? You're hopping back on the Browns train?
Yep.
Oh, you're in the Browns train, man. Even I'm off the Browns train. I think the Browns win. I don't want to touch that game, though. Total's at 49. No, thank you. Vikings-Chargers, Joe. This is one of the trappings of the week. Score play alert here. Vikings 1.5-point favorites on the road versus the Chargers.
Vikings.
You going square again? My feeling is one of the Vikings or Rams lose this week. One of them. Maybe both. But I feel that both those sides are super fucking square, and I see that both those sides, one of them is going to lose this week outright. I think it's going to be the Rams, but it's possible. The Vikings Vikings facing the Chargers 5-8, total sitting at 45. I would just be careful on the Vikings, but man, you know what? They're probably the right side nonetheless.
Yeah. Rams-Cowboys is what I'm looking at.
Rams-Cowboys. Rams 1.5-point favorites on the road, coming off a big win last week over Seattle. Divisional games, so those are always different. Game is in Dallas. Dallas need, both these teams need to win this game. Must win for both teams.
I love Dallas.
I like Dallas too. In fact, I like Dallas also. PP, give Dallas Cowboys plus 1.5.
Ring my bell.
I like the Cowboys, man. I think they are going to win this game. I think there's a massive, massive spot for them, both teams. I just like the fact that Dallas is at home a little bit more. I think that the Rams coming off a big win last week probably have two for some regression.
The line just is screaming Dallas to me, though.
Agreed.
Did you hear that all the Cowboys Jason Garrett did this week? Show them highlights of how good they are. Oh, well, that's what he did this practice. He just showed them the reels.
No one ever said he was a good coach. He's a dumbass.
A damn good clapper, though, huh?
Very much so. 48. By the way, Daniel Jones rolled out for the Giants.
Yeah. 48.5 is the line in the Cowboys game.
Yeah, I like the over, actually. I think both teams will score.
Here's one that's interesting to me. 49ers at home versus the Falcons. Kyle Shanahan, he's the coach of the 49ers and used to be the coach of the, you know, the assistant coach there. Falcons have been putting up, they got four wins, they stay, but they're fighting for this job. San Fran's 1-point favorites off an emotional win. I like the Falcons getting the 11 points.
I agree. I think the Falcons are the right side, at least on that one. The Falcons should cover. I don't love it, but I would lean the Falcons in that one. Total in that one, by the way, sitting at 48. It feels high. Feels like the nine hold some good defense. This feels like an under game.
Okay. Total 48. Good defense. I got nothing on the total.
All right, Sunday Night Football, Bills at Steelers. Who would ever thought this was
you ready for this one? Steelers, PP at home. They play better at home. They're a better home team. They play better at home. They're better at home. They play better at home. They play better at home. Josh Allen stinks. Steelers at home. Easy.
Bills are 5-1 on the road this year.
Steelers at home.
Okay, PP. Steelers, I am going to go. I am also going to take PP in this game. I'm going to take the Bills Steelers under 30 in this game. I think this is going to be a defensive brawl Sunday night in Pittsburgh. I think this game has underwritten all over it. I will be taking the under in the Bills Steelers game, under 37. I think the Steelers win too, unfortunately. I do. I really do.
Okay. And then we got a Monday night game between the Colts and the Saints. Tricky Saints, dude.
Did we do slaying 9 at home on Monday night? 9. Total sitting at 46.5. The over. The over's just gotten destroyed. It opened at 44. It's over at 46.5 now. I don't know what to make of this one, Joe. I mean, the line is very high, but the Colts should, you know, Colts have faded away, but I feel like maybe they find a way to cover. I don't know. I don't want to touch it.
Me either. All right, before we get out of here, you asked a question a couple of weeks ago, and I'm starting polls today. I'm looking at one that has 4,275 votes. If you were starting an NFL franchise today, which quarterback under 25 is your pick? Mahomes, Jackson, Watson. Who do you think's got the most votes?
I'm sure it's Watson. I'm sure it's fucking... It's a joke. I think that's a terrible...
Nope.
Is it Mahomes?
Mahomes, 72% of the vote.
Right. I think that's the right... I think that's the right way.
And then Jackson.
I think 22%. That's the right way.
Deshaun's only got 6%.
6%?
Mm-hmm.
What's Jackson at?
22.
22?
Yep.
That's the right order. Should go Mahomes, Jackson, and then Watson should be a distant third. Listen, I have guys in my mentions screaming at me, look at Deshaun Watson's stats. Yeah, after they were down by 38 fucking points in Denver because he couldn't do shit with that team. Like, it's great that you can rack up really nice stats and look pretty at the end of the game, but if you're taking an L to Denver Broncos as at home, that's on you. It's on you. You scored 3 points first half. Scored 7 points versus the Ravens the full game. I know you beat the Patriots, but it seems like everyone's beating the Patriots right now. So I'm not impressed by the win, and I think Watson's a really good player. I just don't think he's as good.
Okay,
so
I agree. And listen, body of work in college, Lamar Jackson's the best. Skill wise, success, Deshaun Watson. NFL
awards. It's John Watson. He won an a college football championship. But all the quarterbacks have won recently who've been high draft picks haven't done anything. Matt Leinart, Mark Sanchez, Vince Young, nothing. Means nothing to me.
All right, Dan. Have you done your shopping yet?
Have I what?
Have you done any?
I'm Jewish. I'm Jewish, but yeah, no, I've already done all my Christmas shopping. It's all done.
Do you celebrate Christmas? Or?
My wife does. Like, you know, so, yeah. I work at Burt's. Everyone else gets into Christmas. I work on the sports for long shifts so that, you know, everyone else can kind of go out and do shit. But she gets to celebrate with her family. So,
well, you get time and a half.
Huh?
Don't you get time and a half?
Yeah, and I'm glad to. It's fine with me. I don't really care about working because everyone else is actually celebrating Christmas, and I don't really do that. So, not my thing.
Mm-hmm. I gotta find a gift. Not my mom. It's hard. What do you have a mom who has everything?
And it's lots of Joe.
I know.
Get her lots of love.
I know. I might get her like a Bankroll Boys T-shirt or something.
I like that. Get her a vacation.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell I'm still napping because I'm busting out the Boston accent left and right today?
I can tell you're tired. You're napping.
Joey needs nappy.
Okay. Oh, okay, I'm staying away from that one.
Tommy need. It's like Tommy Boy or Tommy need wingy.
I'm not trying to don on eye myself over here.
Oh no! I gotta get a gift for the mom.
Yeah.
Feel free to suggest anything if you'd like. I need something.
I'll send some suggestions over.
You know, like what are you gonna get your mom?
She listens to the podcast sometimes, so I'm not gonna say it on here. Okay. But I'll tell you. I'll text you off there.
That'd be fun. So okay. I like Christmas, but I hate it at the same time. It's like the stores are always. It's like, why do people feel like they have to do more than they have to?
Because we're put on pressure by the media and by everybody kind of like go and buy
Christmas. Oh no! Know what I blame? Social media. It's like, oh look, dude bought me, and the other dude got our Fitbit. You know what I mean?
It's Instagram.
Like that Peloton commercial. You know,
everyone's fucking freaking out about the Peloton commercial. I'm like, yeah, I don't think it's that bad. Got her Peloton. Like, maybe she likes to run. Who the fuck knows? It's a commercial.
Before we get out of here, we should probably give some thanks to the program director who gave us the opportunity to host over under 985, Mike Thomas. I think he'll be with us for another week here at the Sports Hub, and then we'll consult it and moving on to ESPN in Chicago. So he gave us an opportunity to do the podcast, and they pay us to do the podcast every week. So big thanks to him. He also may have tried to take care of his guys before he left, so hopefully we have an announcement soon of the future of the Over Under 985 podcast. So big thanks to Mike Thomas, and we haven't verbally been able to say that or say it on the air yet, so figured we'd say it before he takes off.
Yeah, thanks to Mike. He has been extremely supportive of everything that we've done, and he helped us a lot with you know kind of everything started. I also want to say congratulations to Rick Radzik, who has also been helpful and you know with us as well, and congratulations for him to getting a new PD job, and we know Mike's going to do a kick-ass job in Chicago, and you know, appreciate everything he's done, because he, again, without Mike Thomas, there is no Over Under 95 podcast.
That is an absolute fact. It's the most factual thing that has been said on this podcast today.
Yep.
Which, you know, some people praise SC, but on this show, we lines and stuff. We talk hyperbole at the time, and we have our own beliefs, and we stick to it. And we believe that there is a such thing called a wrangle. Because there is a real such thing called the wrangle. And we've invented
Believe it.
Yes, and Rick Radzik will be the program director going forward. And he also is behind the podcast, as far as I know. So let's keep it that way. And that's it. All the gushy stuff, all the pleasantries are over. That's it, Dan, for this week. Dan Lifshatz.
Yeah, we'll do questions next.
Yeah, you know, I haven't gotten questions a lot lately.
In a few weeks, but
I haven't gotten questions lately besides, you know, what book do you use, bro? And hey, man, how much should I bet every bet to make money, man? You ever hear those?
We have a ton of questions at the Over Under 95 podcast, but we haven't gotten to them. We've been busy, just don't have time to do everything. So maybe next week, I think we'll try and get to questions, considering you'll have an easier schedule as well.
Yo, bro, if I parlay a 6-6 turn, man, can you give me a 6-6 to parlay? I get that a lot.
Yeah, I don't answer that. I just say no.
Dude, I was in Vegas, right? I was in Vegas, and this dude hit a 16 parlay. And you know how much money you put on it? $4.
$5.
$4.
Close enough. How much did he win? Like,
Dan, I have never put $5 in a bet on anything in my life besides, like, a... Hey, that raindrop's going to fall farther than that one on the windowsill. Like, $5?
Earlier when I was, like, younger.
Yeah, but, like, dude, I'd at least put a 25er on there, you know? Dude hit a 16 parlay, and he won $138 out of $4 or whatever. He was, like, a pig in shit. And I'm looking at him, I'm like, dude, I would have doubled that. I would have given you 100. Like, you know, like I just... I a 16 parlay, it might have happened once for me, once. And I've had a couple of bailouts where, like, you know, it's a Sunday night, it's like I'm all in, so I don't have to pay a guy this week. It's, you know, it hits every once in a while. But a 6-teamer, yeah. Dude?
Oh. I'm all set. You know what parlay is. Vegas was built on parlays, teasers, where it's forget it.
I can't believe I didn't even mention this yet. As we're wrapping up the show, so for those who are sticking with us here, I bet the tables in Vegas at the casino that I stayed at. They told me that the blackjack dealer, it was her first day. And I'm staring at the pit boss like, okay, let's give her a try. And we lost every single hand, every one of them. And I was not upset that I was losing the money. I was staring at the pit boss the whole entire time like, you rigged it.
Yes,
it's her first time. You rigged it. Looking at him, he's smiling. And I'm losing $10. I played $10 blackjack. And I just kept losing hands. Like, dude, they got 20. They flipped over. There was an ace that flipped at one point, and I'm like, that's impossible. No. No. I was like, you rigged this shit. You rigged it. And then I went to another table, and we started winning a little bit.
Go to old Vegas, dude. You gotta go, like, South Point or, you know, the Pops. Go somewhere off the strip.
So, we ended up going to Casino Royale, which is a great company, and single-deck blackjack. I can count the... Well, you can count the card. Think about it.
If you have 6 people at a table on 52 cards, you can only do one hand at a time. One swipe through without shuffling.
Indeed.
Everyone shares the cards that they have.
Yep. So,
anyway, you gotta go.
I gotta run. Why don't we do Vegas stores next week? I'm interested to hear some Vegas stories from you.
It's all rigged! It's rigged!
I love it.
All right. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Mari. This has been another edition of Over Under 95.
Who you got?
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.